And Moses, he had one leg. He had this leg like that, you see. He couldn't bend it. Out this way, milking that cow. And Mr. kicked that brick. When I turned to see that brick, that means that that man with that white thing on him, used to believe in spirit, and people didn't have no sense to believe in spirit. I broke and run and started to holler, and I hit Moses from the back. When he got up, all his face was full of milk white. He said, "Now look what you done. I was on this list commit." And upstairs I took old man Sabbath, Mr. Sabbath. "You come on up here, boy, you waiting at the lawyer." And he told Mr. Bunny, "Bunny, what you doing?" And Mr. Bunny just fell out. And then he told me, he said, "You know, you believe you can." I knew that. Mr. Liska told him about it. He said, "He can tell you every one of them rooster crowing that yard." You know, we had names for him. She had about 125 roosters, you know, chicken, turkey, and all. He said, "Get in that pantry." I got in that pantry. That's a commissary, you know.
Yeah.
He locked the door. He said, "Car, go ahead and feed your chicken. Let's go and feed your chicken." After the chicken was fed, you know, it all started crowing. Yeah, yeah. "What name of this?" I'll tell him. "What name of this?" Now that's the truth before God. I'll tell him. I told him all. When he got out, he said, "How in the devil you could tell that?" They had about 50 roosters in the yard, and I could tell every one of them crowed. So Miss Lissa told me, he said, "How could you tell that?" I said, "Well, I just memorized. Look at that and crow, I know the voice, and I'll keep that." I said, "Something else I could tell." "Tell me what else?" "Well, every time I get in anybody's kitchen, I'm going to count. What big people do? I count every pot. That time, people just hang the pot on the wall and count, count." I said, "I can tell you how many pots you got in your kitchen." "Well, they had, the kitchen was downstairs." "How many?" I told her. She went in and counted. Sat on the dinner table. Said, "I don't know. Bang, juvenile." But she didn't understand. I used to count it really well. Everywhere I go, I count things, observe things, and all like that. Never got lost in the wood, because I observed where I was going. And people, some people hit the wood. That's it. You got to go get them. I know several. Let me tell you what happened. My sister-in-law, her sister, and my cousin, then out there were six women, six dogs. They went out on St. Joseph Day. They said, "Well, I'm going to pick us up more. They got a dance tonight." And it wasn't about a dime to go in the dance, and they didn't have that. By picking the moths, they sell the moths, you see, they're good. Every one of them went out there and got lost. So now, that's 1917. I won't forget that, because that's the year I went to service. People come out and say, "Who's lost?" Because Marie, Mother Abby, her sister Gistin, we went out there. We hit a strip of wood. Instead of wood, it's just nothing but these little cottonwood and white vine. And you get in there, you better know your business. And do you know? That's the only thing got to me, that's them white vine. Because you couldn't see them. And we were close to them people about from here at that corner over there. They hear, we hear them. But somehow or other, we just couldn't get. They stayed out there all night. And they had six dogs. You know what they done? They took some of that moss out the sack, wrapped it, you know, wrapped their foot. That's the month of April, I believe, March. And they stayed there all night. Them dogs stayed there all night with them. Next morning, there's a man they call Louis. That undertaker, Papa, but he did. He found them, and you know them women wouldn't throw that moss down. I'm going with my moss home. And they brought, packed that moss about 2 miles. I said to him, I said, "Cuz, why do you throw that moss? What am I going to throw it for?" I said, "You were lost all night." "Well, I did find me. Now I'm going to take my moss and took a mass of service." That's right. And we used to walk 2 miles to pick moss. Pack it on your head, I reckon that's why so many people with high blood pressure today. And you wouldn't get about $3 for it, $100. Well, you had to do it.